From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama plans to sign an executive order related to the new health care overhaul law today. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, it clarifies restrictions on the use of federal funds for abortion.
The practical effect of the executive order is in some dispute. The White House says it merely reaffirms the long-standing prohibition on federal funding for abortion, except in cases of rape or incest, or where the life of the mother is in danger. The executive order had a powerful political effect, though. It helped to secure the yes votes of Michigan Congressman Bart Stupak and a handful of other anti-abortion Democrats just hours before the House approved sweeping health care legislation on Sunday. Stupak's one of 14 lawmakers invited to attend the signing of the executive order in the Oval Office this afternoon. Unlike the signing of the health care bill itself yesterday, there will be no news cameras or microphones present. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The president is not getting much time to savor his success in getting health care overhaul passed. Senate Republicans say they will try to block a package of modifications to the law being considered under the reconciliation process with the House. Prominent Republicans also say they will use health care as a campaign issue and try to repeal the new law. And the National Urban League is immediately pushing the president to get behind major employment legislation. NPR Cheryl Corley has that part of the big story of health care, business, and the economy.
The National Urban League report is entitled Jobs, Responding to the Crisis, and it takes a look at how blacks and Hispanics fare compared to whites in a number of areas, including economics and health. The numbers aren't promising, says National Urban League President Mark Morial. For instance, unemployment for blacks last month was nearly twice that for whites at about 16%. Morial lauds the president for the passage of the jobs bill and health care legislation, but says that's not enough to close the racial gap.
There will need to be a series of steps taken to heal the economy and to make sure that people in urban communities are not left out.
Morial says the National Urban League is calling for, among other things, the creation of a strong jobs bill targeting areas with high unemployment rates. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
The government reports sales of newly built U.S. single-family homes fell for a fourth straight month last month, and that is to a record low in February. February orders for expensive items expected to last at least 3 years rose. The government reports a third consecutive monthly increase in durable goods orders, and that was largely on higher demand for machinery and commercial aircraft. But February demand for cars and trucks was down. Demand had dropped in January as well. Wall Street stocks are down in early trading. At last check, the Dow Jones Industrials down 26 points. This is NPR News. The Environmental Protection Agency is out with its list of U.S. cities with the largest number of energy-efficient buildings. Danielle Carson reports that going green is becoming the gold standard for many property owners.
Los Angeles topped the EPA's list again this year, with Washington, D.C. coming in second. Denver, Chicago, and San Francisco moved into the top five slots. Almost 9,000 commercial buildings have earned the Energy Star since 1999. Spokeswoman Maura Beard says property owners realize that shaving dollars off their utility bills makes good business sense.
If you look at this list, you can see there are millions of dollars of savings. Nearly 3,900 buildings that earned the Energy Star in 2009 saved more than $900 million in that year alone.
Energy-efficient buildings also reduced CO2 emissions by 4 million metric tons last year. The EPA says energy use in commercial buildings accounts for 17% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
More than a million fabric baby slings are being recalled. The government says the design is linked to three infant suffocation deaths. Consumer Product Safety Commission spokeswoman Patty Davis says parents should be very careful, especially with the youngest and smallest infants.
There's no way that a tiny baby younger than 4 months of age can clear the fabric. You always want to make sure that face of your infant is visible to you and that their breathing is not restricted in any way.
The baby slings are made by Infantino under the names Sling Rider and Wendy Bellissimo. In Colorado, up to 2 feet of heavy, wet snow is causing transportation problems today. This is NPR News.